Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM, but we also have with us today Sandra Tanner. If you are familiar with the name Tanner, it's probably associated with the Utah Lighthouse Ministry. Sandra and her husband, Gerald, started that way back. I mean, you've been researching Mormonism basically when you were still a part of the Mormon church and you started looking into it and eventually came out of the church. But this goes back to the 1960s, so we're really kind of outing you on your age here. But if you know anything about the study of Mormonism, you've probably heard the name Sandra Tanner. And she has been an incredible help to a lot of us, especially myself, when it comes to the subject of Mormonism. But we wanted to do something a little bit different today, Sandra. A lot of people really don't know you, I would say, more on a personal level as we do. I met you back 1977.
Wow. So, you're giving your age away.
I'm giving my age away. Absolutely. But we wanted to throw something out just for fun, just to get away from Mormonism itself, to learn more about you personally. So I'm going to throw out some real quick questions, and I want you to respond to them in one word or two. Favorite basketball team?
Jazz.
No, that was an easy one. I knew that was going to. Favorite color?
Maroon? I don't know.
Favorite restaurant?
What's the Mexican place? Oh, Rio Grande.
Rio Grande. Okay. Favorite Bible verse?
Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Oh, okay. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Favorite vacation spot?
Oh, that's a tough one. It would be a toss-up between Florida and Hawaii.
Okay. Favorite season?
Spring.
Favorite Christian hymn?
Amazing Grace.
Favorite Christmas carol?
Silent Night.
Favorite ice cream?
Strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake. Now, I would have never estimated that one. Do you have a bucket list?
I kind of been taking care of that through the years. So at this point, I don't know that I have much left in my bucket list.
Or as we would say, as we get older, not much time left to fulfill the bucket list.
Well, I don't have good enough walking legs for very much more.
Okay. If you could have lunch with any historical figure in the world outside of Jesus, who would it be?
Paul.
Apostle Paul, okay. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Hawaii.
What is your favorite memory of you and Gerald on vacation?
Standing on the shore of the rocks at Kona, Hawaii.
Now, she keeps going back to Hawaii, so I have a feeling that probably is a favorite with her. Okay, is there a special quirk that Gerald had that you missed the most?
Oh, his practical jokes.
Okay.
Could you tell us one?
We used to give each other bears, teddy bears and gorillas and stuff as jokes at the holidays. And one night when I was away speaking, while I was gone, he decided to rig these all up on different levers in the closet. So he knew that when I came home, he would already be in bed and it would be dark, and that I wouldn't turn the bedroom light on so I wouldn't disturb him, and that I would open the closet door and then reach in to pull the chain to turn the light on in the closet. So I had this all rigged up that as soon as I pulled the closet door open, all these gorillas on these levers all popped out at me. And he just laughed and laughed because I jumped a mile. And he just thought that's hilarious. So, yeah, he did stuff like that.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting Gerald. Of course, we should mention that he passed away on October 1st, 2006.
Right.
It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Right.
But he was a quiet guy.
He was very shy.
Yeah.
He had a real sense of humor, but he was very shy.
Were you ever able to play a joke on him?
Well, I knew when he was out printing out in the garage that if I quietly went up behind him and tapped him on the shoulder, it'd make him jump about 2 feet. So I tried that a few times.
My wife has that same habit. Drives me crazy. She'll be waiting for me around a corner, and I told her one of these days I'm going to pass out, and what's she going to do then?
Sandra, which movie could you watch over and over again without getting tired of it?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Amazing Grace.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What's your cure for hiccups?
I don't know that I've discovered that.
After all these years, you haven't discovered one, huh? What was cool when you were young but isn't cool now?
Oh, I don't know. The kind of bebop dancing that we did back then. Swing dancing.
Now, I don't know if you would convince Eric's daughter of that, because she still does that, doesn't she? Doesn't Carissa?
Swing dancing.
Swing dancing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sandra, what's the coldest you've ever been?
Me or where I've been at?
Where you've been at.
I think it got to be 12 below here one winter.
And that would be the coldest.
Yeah.
Do you eat food that's past its expiration date if it still smells and looks fine?
Sure.
Do you have the 5-second rule when food hits the ground?
It depends on if it was chocolate.
There you go. What was the last song you sung along to?
Well, that'd just be church hymns, songs. I don't listen to enough radio to be up much on current music. And I can't sing with the radio kind of music. It's the stuff I know to sing to.
What's the worst hairstyle you've ever had?
Oh, the old beehive.
You had one of those?
Hairdos back in the, 70s or something?
I would personally just long for any hairstyle for myself.
Sandra, how do you make yourself go to sleep when you can't get to sleep?
Well, that rarely happens. I have been gifted with the ability to just go to bed and go to sleep. However, there have been a few times when I've been awake in the middle of the night, and I don't know, I just lay there and just try to blank out my mind, because if I start thinking about anything, then it engages me to stay more awake.
Yeah. Which word do you always misspell?
Misspell.
There you go. M-I-S-S-P-E-L-L.
I can't think of one right now. I mean, I misspell quite a few. That's why it's hard to figure out what one I would even say. Spell check has been wonderful.
What always cheers you up when you think about it?
My dog.
Your dog. Tell us about Onyx.
Little Onyx.
I have a little poodle that should weigh 9 pounds, but weighs more than that. And my doctor says I need to put him on a diet. Yeah. But he's the fuzziest, cutest little sweet dog. And I got him 3 years ago, and he has been such a blessing from God. He gives me someone at home to talk to.
Yeah. That's great. It's a neat dog, too. I mean, I love when you bring him into the store when I'm working here, and he brightens up my day, too.
Yeah, he sits up on my desk and sleeps all day. He's just so obedient.
Sandra, if you owned a restaurant, what kind of food would it serve?
I don't know. Mexican and Italian?
Okay.
That's quite a mix.
Although you're neither. You're neither Mexican nor Italian.
No.
That's your favorite food. What's the most embarrassing story from your childhood? Do you have one?
Well, you can't tell those ones.
Yeah. Sandra, what superpower, if you could have one, would you have?
Remembering everything I read.
That's a great one. I wish I had that.
What habit, Sandra, do you have now that you wish you would have started much earlier?
Well, it'd be easier if that was in the reverse. What habits do I have now that I wish I'd have stopped a lot earlier? Desserts.
Desserts, huh? But you only live once, right?
Yeah, but I don't need twice as many.
Sandra, what is your back in my day we blank? What would you say to that one? Back in my day, we...
We had to go to the library to do research. You couldn't do it on the internet.
How did that affect what you were doing?
Well, when we first started out, when you went to the library, you had to handwrite down the stuff you wanted to make reference to later. They were just getting photocopy machines into the libraries when we first started doing our research back in 59, 60, it was hard to get photocopies of stuff. So you had to sit there and write out references, which meant you may have made a mistake in copying. So then later they got photocopies where you could go in and get an accurate picture, and then you knew you had all the punctuation right. Nowadays, most of the early Mormon documents are all on the internet, and you can pull them up and see the actual photos of them. So it's an amazing advancement in technology for doing research.
I think that would have changed perhaps the whole way your ministry went. Can you imagine Gerald with the internet?
Yes, but if the internet had been available then, see, we would have probably never got started in what we're doing. The whole reason we got started was you had to go to a library that had a collection of Mormon books to do research. So if you lived in Nebraska, say, how would you research the beginnings of Mormonism? The local library probably wouldn't have had any books on that.
Right.
They wouldn't have had any originals. So you had to be close to a library that had a large Mormon collection. But even so, you had to go physically to that library to read the books and to write out your references. Now you can sit in your front room and do that. It's just absolutely amazing. But our whole start was making photocopies of those early Mormon sources so that you could, for $5, get a photocopy of the Evening and Morning Star, Millennial Star, a volume of the Times and Seasons or something, and you could sit in your own front room and read it. You didn't have to go to another state that had a big Mormon library.
We've been talking with Sandra Tanner. She's the founder of Utah Lighthouse Ministry. She and her husband, Gerald, have been researching the subject of Mormonism for ages and ages, it seems like. We call her the matriarch of Mormon studies.
Yep.
And I think just about all of us, Sandra, owe you a great debt of gratitude. I think just about every bit of research can somehow be tied back to what you and Gerald originally started doing many years ago. Let me ask this one last question here. If there was one thing that you and Gerald accomplished throughout your many years of ministry, what would you want to be known for?
Showing that factual Mormon history leads to doubting the system. Studying Mormon history does not lead to faith in Mormonism. And our studies, at a time when we were open and wanting to know if Mormonism was true, always took us away from belief in that system, not towards it. So I think that one of the things we contributed was a drive for making sure you're looking at accurate information. And publishing photo reprints of the books through the years, I think, has forced the Mormon Church to become open with their history. They have things on their website now that I don't think they would have put up had we not first pressed them on it in the past years.
As I said, we've been talking with Sandra Tanner. If you want some more information about the Utah Lighthouse Ministry, we encourage you to go to utlm.org. utlm.org. Thank you, Sandra. It's been fun asking you these questions, getting to know a little bit more about your background.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.